Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the Daily News. Further searches continue in Auvergne today, as for now, the public prosecutor has confirmed that there is no assumption as to the cause of little Emile's death. The skull of the 2.5-year-old boy that was found on Saturday by a walker shows small fractures and post-mortem cracks, as well as bite marks likely caused by one or more animals. The clothes belonging to the toddler that were found near a stream are currently being tested. A 7.5 magnitude earthquake in Taiwan, the most powerful the country has experienced in 25 years, has claimed more than 50 lives. Several buildings are said to have collapsed in the town of Hualien near the earthquake epicenter. The evacuation of the coastline has been ordered in the Philippines, although the risk of a tsunami has been ruled out. The new bill on agriculture will be presented this morning at the Conseil des Ministres. The text has been subject to several revisions due to protests from farmers. It sets out to make agriculture, food and fishing areas of major general interests in the same way as the environment. The new bill also provides several measures for simplifying procedures and facilitating the transfer of agricultural operations. And finally, the magazine Forbes has identified 53 billionaires in France, 11 more than last year. These include the children and heirs of Serge Dassault and members of the Peugeot family. You've been listening to the Daily News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.